For a frozen split second, the king did not move, face twisted in surprise, without an aura, merely human. And then the throne wobbled and fell the 6 inches to the floor with a crashing thump, just as every light in the palace went out. Through the shrieking din and confusion, Venus's bull voice sounded, "Get the flares! Get the flares!" He buffeted right and left through the crowd and forced his way to the door. From without, palace guards had streamed into the darkness. Somehow the flares were brought back to the ballroom, flares that were to have been used in the gigantic torchlight procession through the streets of the city after the coronation. Back to the ballroom, guardsmen swarmed with torches, blue, green, and red, where the strange light lit up frightened, confused faces. "There is no harm done," shouted Venus. "Keep your places. Power will return in a moment." He turned to the captain of the guard, who stood stiffly at attention. "What is it, Captain?"
"Your Highness," was the instant response, "the palace is surrounded by the people of the city."
"What do they want?" snarled Venus.
"A priest is at the head. He has been identified as High Priest Poli Verisov. He demands the immediate release of Mayor Salver Hardin and cessation of the war against the Foundation."
The report was made in the expressionless tones of an officer, but his eyes shifted uneasily. Venus cried, "If any of the rabble attempt to pass the palace gates, blast them out of existence. For the moment, nothing more. Let them howl. There will be an accounting tomorrow."
The torches had been distributed now, and the ballroom was again alight. Venus rushed to the throne, still standing by the window, and dragged the stricken, wax-faced Leopold to his feet.
"Come with me."
He cast one look out of the window. The city was pitch black. From below there were the hoarse, confused cries of the mob. Only toward the right, where the Argolid Temple stood, was there illumination. He swore angrily and dragged the king away. Venus burst into his chambers, the 5 guardsmen at his heels. Leopold followed, wide-eyed, scared, speechless.
"Hardin," said Venus, huskily, "you are playing with forces too great for you."
The mayor ignored the speaker.
In the pearly light of the pocket Atomo bulb at his side, he remained quietly seated, a slightly ironic smile on his face.